They were just a couple of regular guys looking for a good time. Maybe one or two of them wild girls could make the whole night rhyme. You see, Eddie and Nate were buskers, and they had just the right hooks to reel sultry Shauna and sweet Carrie into their history books. And so it seemed like destiny and fate that all these four would sail across the seven seas to faraway Singapore. They pulled their money and figured it out, and then they found a way. They could pay for their passage to a distant land, though they wouldn't have a place to stay. 3 days seemed the perfect time to dream their Orient dream. With no reason to wait or bide their time, they got on with the scheme. They got some rice, slept on a lawn. Eddie found for Shauna a broken chest pawn. Carrie said to Nate, "My heart's about gone. Maybe it's time to go." Nate was an outlaw painter, and he loved his spray paint can. And to see his name on a bullet train was part of a secret plan. But they busted him and caned him, chastised for a vandal's deed. It was then he vowed to strike them back astride a motorized steed. So it seemed like destiny and fate that all these four would sail across the seven seas to faraway Singapore. Suddenly it grew quiet as two cops in blue came forth. Then our 4 plus 2 were gone from the earth, swallowed by a secret door. But the numbers didn't add up, the formula just a scrawl. 4 plus 3 take away 6, leaves 1 to take the fall. So what gets them to 7? Is it 3 plus 3 plus none? There's an empty space where the last should be. There ain't no 6 plus 1.